Hey, we got the bust sitting down with us right now, Vinny.
All right.
Hold on. We'll let him get the microphone on here, and we'll go for there.
All right. Wow. Jerome Bettis.
Jerome, put on those headphones, pal. How are you, man?
Oh, you be quiet, Cookie.
What do you mean, be quiet?
How are you, sir?
I'm good to see you, man. How are you?
I'm great.
Welcome to the Super Bowl. You've had a little experience at these things.
Just a little bit.
Real quickly, we don't have you for a long time. What do you see in this matchup Sunday with the Packers and Steelers?
Obviously, it's going to be a tough matchup. You got the two best teams in the NFL, and I think that's really what you want in this game. But with that being said, you're going to have some issues for both teams that they have to contend with. And I think the biggest issue the Steelers have to contend with is the defensive rush that's going to be put on Ben. Ben has to be able to hang in there, deliver the ball on time, because they have a very opportunistic secondary, and they like to really pick off some balls and jump some routes and do those kind of things. So if the rush is getting to him, it's going to cause him to maybe want to throw the ball a little earlier and make some mistakes. So the key is to keep Ben protected. I think that's how you win.
How much if Pouncey is not going to play? There's just I see no way he comes back from this ankle. How much of a loss is that to have to go to Doug Ligurski as your backup center?
It's a loss, but you know, the benefit is that Doug got an opportunity to play pretty much a complete game in the AFC Championship. You know, he's a guy that understands his role. I think he'll flourish in that role. And I think the center position is the one position on the offensive line that you can get help on just about every play. So I think that's where the benefit comes in. I think it puts some pressure on some other areas on the offensive line, but it can help. It's not the worst thing in the world in terms of if you lost your center. Obviously losing a Pro Bowl caliber player is going to hurt.
Right.
But that center position, you can kind of help the player out.
You talked about, we're joined here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan by former Steelers great Jerome Bettis. You talked about the Packers' rush against the Steelers line. Where might the Steelers have an advantage over the Packers in this game?
I think you look at the same area. There's an advantage with the Steelers defense against Aaron Rodgers. You know, he's a guy right now that he's going to be on a little edge. He doesn't want to get hit too many times. He's had two concussions. That's in the back of his mind. The key is to get some pressure on him. You get him moving, he's going to be uncomfortable in the pocket. And I think that can disrupt a lot in terms of that offense if he's running around not wanting to get hit. So I think you got to get some pressure on him early.
As great as Aaron Rodgers is, what kind of an advantage does Ben give the Steelers? His will to win, to me, is extraordinary.
Oh, absolutely. And he's going to – I mean, that's his biggest benefit. He knows how to win, and he's going to get the job done when he has to. He's just a winner.
Vinny, go ahead.
Jerome, what about Rashard? What is he – I mean, he's going to have to find a hole somewhere in that offensive line to get through it. He's going to have to bounce in that thing a little bit. What is he doing? What is he looking for this Sunday?
I just think he's looking for some carries. I mean, he understands what he's got to do. He knows that if he gets out to a fast start, this team is going to be so much more explosive with that running game. So I really believe that he understands his role, and so he's going to come out firing all guns. And if they can get some movement in that offensive line, I think he can make some things happen early.
Jerome, I know you got to run, and you're going to try to get back to us before the top of the hour. We appreciate it. Good seeing you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Cookie.
All right, thank you.